Welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, why does God create the world? God has something in mind when he creates the world. A great saint, Shandilya Maharshi, once wrote, Mukhyam tasya hi karunyam. Whatever God does is only for the benefit of the souls. He does it out of his kindness. So, how does God's creating the world help the souls? The souls get a chance to attain God during this creation phase of the universe. God manifests the universe with this thought in mind that the souls who are existing during pralay, during the dissolution of the universe, they have no activity. They're dormant. Their mind is inactive. They don't know anything, see anything, think anything. They're totally unaware. It's like being fast asleep or like being in a coma. All of the souls who are not God realized exist in this state of pending, you could say, during the dissolved phase of the universe. So God reactivates the material energy and inspires it to take the physical form of the universe so that those souls which are lying dormant during this mahapralay, during this dissolution phase, can go forth and take birth. And when we get a birth as a human being, then we can gain knowledge of God and we can progress spiritually, and ultimately souls get the chance to attain God. So this is the ultimate goal for the creation of the universe. God wants to give the souls a chance to attain Him. This cycle of creation and dissolution, it's called Srishti and Pralay. This is an eternal cycle. It never began. So we, eternal souls, have been in this cycle of birth and death since eternity. Whenever the universe is manifested, we are taking birth after birth after birth. And when it's dissolved, we get a rest. But God ultimately decides that there is no sense in these souls existing forever in this state of inactivity. So He remanifests the universe as it was before and allows the souls to become active again in this hope that they will attain Him. Jai Shri Radhe.